It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Shootings in New York City are still above pre-pandemic levels, even though they've started to drop this year. Police, violence interrupters, lawmakers, and community members are all searching for solutions. In Manhattan, the district attorney is using an unconventional approach to address gun violence. WNYC Samantha Max reports.
I know the trauma of gun violence firsthand. I've had a gun pointed at me. I've been shot at.
On a basketball court in the Lower East Side, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg stands before a group of teens and community leaders. He's there to award 10 grants of $20,000 to organizations working to prevent gun violence.
You know, my deep hope for Manhattan is that no one else has that trauma. And that's what we're here to do today. We're driving.
The funding is headed to one group that will pay young people to paint murals in public housing and another that will provide computer classes. Some will spend it on restorative justice programs and healing circles and mentorship sessions. But one common denominator ties all the grant recipients together. Instead of spending money from the DA's office to prosecute crimes that have already been committed, they'll use the funds to foster safe communities that are less prone to violence.
The enforcement work will continue, but the prevention work is equally important.
In East Harlem, some of the funding went to Uptown Grand Central. It's an organization that's paying people to work 40 hours a week to beautify the area around the 125th Street Metro North station. On its face, the program may not seem like the most obvious use of violence prevention funding, but this spot has seen its share of shootings. In February, a stray bullet hit a city bus in the middle of the afternoon. And in July, a 14-year-old was killed just three blocks up as he left a bodega. This has also long been a natural spot for trash to build up. Commuters toss their coffee cups. Visitors to nearby clinics and a safe injection site leave behind drug paraphernalia.
It was just like a lack of, it was a lack of respect for the area.
Director Carrie King, who lives in the neighborhood, thinks cleanliness and public safety go hand in hand.
How does a clean street affect a safe street? Well, you just feel like the street is taken care of. You just know that you're part of a community that somebody cares for and somebody's working to make better, and you want to be a part of it.
The violence prevention grants are part of a larger fund created in 2014 under the former Manhattan DA, Cy Vance. His office had received hundreds of millions of dollars prosecuting corporations that had committed financial crimes. So Vance decided to set aside $250 million of those dollars for programs to improve the criminal justice system and make communities safer. The City University of New York reviews applications, recommends which groups should get money, and measures how well recipients are using the grants. Michael Jacobson runs the partnership.
If you're looking at preventing crime and increasing public safety, there are a host of ways to do that. And a ton of those ways lie outside the formal criminal justice system.
At least $217.8 of the $250 million have already been awarded so far. When the money runs out, there's no guarantee more funds will be set aside for the grants to continue. But as long as the DA's office has this influx of cash, Jacobson is trying to set a standard for how to shift money out of the criminal justice system and into communities.
This is a model for how to reinvest, right? There's obviously a huge amount, as there should be, of talk about disinvesting and reinvesting. But that has to be more than just a slogan, right? Reinvest in what?
People rushing to and from the train swarm the sidewalks when I meet a few of the Uptown Grand Central street cleaners underneath the tracks on 125th. A team of six works in shifts from morning to night, filling yellow garbage bags with cigarette butts, dirty needles, feces, and whatever other trash they happen to find on the sidewalks. Around 4 p.m., Jason McDavid is splashing the concrete with a hose, trying to wash away dead leaves and the smell of urine. He sees his job as much bigger than just trash pickup. He calls himself a liberator.
What role do you see yourself playing in someone that, like, promotes safety in the neighborhood?
A liberator. Yeah, I would say a liberator because a lot of people have found themselves out of the slump.
He's starting to tell me what he means when a train passes overhead.
Sometimes people just need people to talk to, you know? Just to hear them out. Sometimes you don't even have to talk, you know? Sometimes you do more listening than talk. And they like that, you know what I mean?
McDavid says he tries to keep the vibes up around here, both with the folks on the street and with his younger coworkers. That's the best way he knows how to keep the community safe. Samantha Max, WNYC News.